الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة، أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه، بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه، بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه، يسأل أيان يوم القيامة، فإذا برك البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر، يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر، كلا لا وزر، إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر، ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر. فقال جل وعلا: فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى، يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى، وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى، فأما من تغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى، وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. فقال جل وعلا: وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا، وجيء يومئذ بجهنم، يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى، يقول: يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي، فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to thank yourselves and especially my friend and colleague Maulana Yunus Saab for inviting me to give a talk on the Day of Judgment. I would further like to compliment him on the title chosen, as in my personal opinion, this title is normally neglected, though the best of all people, our Prophet, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a time would address the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een and talk to them about Qiyamah and the signs that are to precede it. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, the narrator Sayyidina Huzaifah ibn Usayd ibn al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he says: اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا ونحن نتذاكر. But one day Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم happened to walk past us while we, the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم اجمعين, the companions of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, were talking amongst ourselves. From seeing that we were discussing something, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا تَذْكُرُونَ? O my Sahaba, O my beloved companion, what are you talking about? We replied, نَذْكُرُ السَّاعَ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are talking about the final hour. We are making a mention of Qiyamah. The narrator says thereupon, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, إنها لن تقوم حتى تروا قبلها عشر آيات. But the hour will never come till you see 10 major signs appear before it. فذكر الدخان. He صلى الله عليه وسلم made a mention of the smoke which will rise and cover the whole world. Those who believe, the Muslims, will be affected from the smoke just like they are affected from a cold. While the kuffar, those who do not believe, the smoke will roast their heads. What the Dajjal, he made a mention of the Antichrist. The Dajjal who will come and cause fitna wherever he goes, claiming to be your Lord. What Dabata, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mention of the beast that will come out from Haram al-Makki. This beast, with it will have the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. With the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it will draw a line of light on the forehead of every believer, whereby his whole face will become luminous and bright. And with the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, it will stamp the nose of every kafir, whereby his whole face will become dark and black. And there will be total distinction between the believers, the Muslims, and the non-believers, the kafir. وَسُلُوَ شَمْسٍ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mention of the rising of the sun from the place of its setting. The sun rises from the east and the sun sets in the west. Before the end of time, all of a sudden one day, the sun will rise from the place of its setting. The sun will rise from the west. وَنَزُولَ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mention of the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the heavens. It is the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, at this moment in time as I address you and you listen to the reminder, is alive and in the heavens. And before the end of time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend, will come to the earth for a second time. وَيَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mention of the two tribes of Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, which have been imprisoned by Dhulqarnayn behind the iron gate he built. وَثَلَاثَةَ خُسُوفٍ خَصْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِكِ وَخَصْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ وَخَصْفٌ بِجَزِيرَةِ الْأَرْضِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a mention of three landslides like never before. خَصْفٌ بِالْمَشْرِكِ, one in the east. وَخَصْفٌ بِالْمَغْرِبِ, one in the west. وَخَصْفٌ بِجِزِيرَةِ الْأَرَبِ, and a landslide in Saudiya. وَآخِرُ ذَلِكِ نَارٌ تَخْرُجُ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ تَطْرُدُ النَّاسَ إِلَى مَحْشَرِهِمْ, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the last of the signs, a fire which will emerge from Yemen, and this fire will gather the people and drive the people to the mahshar, to the place of their gathering. My brothers, being the last prophet, knowing that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that no prophet is to come after him, knowing that Qiyamah is to come upon this very Ummah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes spend the whole day with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, with his companions, informing them of the fitnas, the trials which lay hidden in the womb of the future. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, the narrator Abu Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-fajr wa sa'id al-minbar فخطبنا حتى حضرت الظهر. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, one morning, led us in the morning prayer in the Fajr Salah. After the Fajr Salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam didn't retire. He says, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam climbed the minbar and addressed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam kept on addressing us till it was time for the Zuhr prayer. فنزل فصلى ثم صعد المنبر فخطبنا حتى حضرت الأقصى. Zuhr prayer, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam descended. He led us in the Zuhr prayer. Yet again after the Zuhr prayer, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam didn't retire and return to his house. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam yet again for the second time climbed the minbar and addressed us and kept on addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een till it was time for the Asr prayer. The hadith say, فنزل فصلى ثم صعد المنبر فخطبنا حتى غربت الشمس فأخبرنا بما كان وبما هو كائن فأعلمنا أحفظنا. Asr prayer, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam descended, led us in the Asr prayer. Yet again for the third time after the Asr prayer, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam climbed the minbar and addressed us and kept on addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een till the sun had set. فأخبرنا بما كان وبما هو كائن فأعلمنا أحفظنا. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told us about everything pertaining to turmoil, pertaining to fitna, that what lay hidden in the past and that what lay hidden in the womb of the future. The most learned from amongst us is the one who remembers what Nabi Ali, who remembers it well, what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told us. The reason is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een on a regular basis on topics like this was, so that they, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, and believers like yourself and I, when we read these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or when we hear these ahadith of Rasulullah, we begin to fear the Almighty. We begin to fear Allah and we refrain from sin, so that we do not become heedless of our responsibilities and duties to Allah, our Creator. So that this playful life does not take our total attention and make us unaware of the power and the might of Allah the Almighty. So my brothers, sisters, in spite of the constant reminders, in spite of the verses of the Quran which remind you and I, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, the hour is coming and there is no doubt whatsoever in its coming. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا, it is not a long way away. The hour is knocking on your door, it is quite close. اقْتَرَبَ لِلَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, reckoning draws near for mankind. In spite of these verses of the Quran, in spite of the constant reminders, we remain deaf and blind to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live a life of disobedience. It is like the Quran says, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَ عِظَامَ. It is like as if we have begun to deny in the coming of this day. It is like as if we do not believe in the day of reckoning, in the day of judgment. It is like as if we do not believe that we will be raised and that every word that has come out of these lips, every deed that we have done, every word and every deed will be accounted for in front of the whole of mankind. And it is not our tongues that are denying this. It is our a'mal that are denying this. It is our deeds that are denying this.
Our deeds are saying loud and clear that we do not believe in the day of reckoning. Our deeds are saying that we do not believe in the day of judgment. We do not believe that we will be raised and that we will have to stand in front of the Lord of the universe. Our deeds are saying that we have adopted a new way of life and we have left the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, just look, the very special place the Quran was occupied in our lives. The Quran was occupied in our houses at the time of our grandparents. That very special place now has been given to the Quran of the shaitan, the VCR and the TVs. The Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been taken out of our houses, it has been taken out of our lives, and now the Quran remains in the masajid covered with dust. The very place in which our grandparents would recite the Quran, the very place in which they would ponder over its meaning, the very place in which they would bow down and rub their foreheads on the ground, the very place in which they would prostrate, the very place in which they would beg Allah for forgiveness, the very place in which they would weep. We sit in that very place today, not in front of the Quran. We sit in front of the devil, the boss of the devil, trying our utmost best to bring his teachings into our daily lives, trying our utmost best to adorn and beautify our lives with his teachings, and we have thrown the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of our lives. I ask, which sunnah and which way of the kuffar have we not adopted today? Which sin is not rife within the Muslims? Who would think that a day would come in which Muslims would become landlords? Muslims would own their own pubs, would begin to buy nightclubs, and begin to open their own little gambling casinos? Who would think that a day would come in which Muslim youth, the pride of the nation, would roam the streets as pimps in charge of Muslim prostitutes? Who would think that a day would come in which a Muslim woman, fed up with the way the Muslims are behaving, would take her child to the church and Christian her child? Who would think that a day would come in which married Muslim men would fornicate openly with married Muslim women? Who would think that a day would come in which a Muslim man would say that I am a homosexual, I am abnormal, and it is only normal to be one, and I'm sure there was a verse regarding its permissibility in the Quran, and it has been taken out by the scholars, it has been taken out by the ulama. While I address you, this is happening on the streets in England, and how long are we going to pretend that this is not happening on the streets? And how long are we going to pretend that the situation out there is good, the Muslims out there are good? Listen very carefully to what the Quran is saying to you and I today. Open the book of Allah, and the Quran is addressing you, the Quran is addressing me, and the Quran is addressing every Muslim in England, every Muslim on the surface of this earth. The Quran is saying, Ya ayyuhal insan, that is you. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaki. O man, O insan, you will turn to Allah, you will meet your creator, you will meet the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and you will go back to him with all your deeds, good and bad, and every deed will be accounted for. Don't kid yourself. Do not think that you will get away with it. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْتَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَاهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْتَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَاهُ. Even if you committed a sin equal to the weight of an atom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that sin, and you will answer to the Creator about that sin. فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا مُرَدَّ لَهُ. Straighten yourself out now. Accept the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept the teachings of the Quran. Accept the teachings of Islam, and beautify your life with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adorn your life with the teachings of the Quran before that day comes, and that day is so close. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala lamma faragha min khalq as-samawati wal ard khalaq as-sur fa'ataahu Israfil fawadhihu ala fi shakhisan bi-basri ila al-ard yantaghiru mata yu'mar." That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished creating the heavens and the earth, Allah created the sur, Allah created the horn, and Allah gave the sur to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the horn to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam placed the horn in his mouth. At this moment in time, as I address you and you listen to the reminder, the horn, the sword is in the mouth of Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wa salam. Shakhisam bi basrihi ila al-arsh yantaziru mata yu'mar. He is looking at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His eyes are fixed on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to blow inside the horn. He is waiting for the permission of Allah to blow inside the horn. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has said, ma atraka sahibu sur منذ وكل به مستعدا بحذاء الارض مخافه ان يؤمر بالسيحه قبل ان يرتد طرفه. Now from the day Allah gave this responsibility to Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, from that day Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam has never bowed down. He has never blinked, fearing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may order him to blow inside the horn before he is able to raise his head, before he is able to complete his blink. He is waiting at this moment in time and he is looking at the arsh of Allah, waiting for the command of Allah to blow inside the horn. My brothers, when that day comes, Allah will say, unfuk nafakatan faza, O Israfil, blow inside the horn. The hadith of Abu Huraira states, fayamudduha wa yutiluha wa la yuftar. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will blow inside the horn and he will keep on blowing inside the horn. On that day, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will not get tired. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will not get tired. And Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam will not rest. Open the Quran. The Quran is saying, فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that all those within the heavens, all those within the earth will become terrified, except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to save from the torment of that day. They will not become terrified. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that it will send a wave of terror throughout the universe. It will shake every being everywhere, causing chaos and disorder everywhere. My brothers, these great mountains that we see before our very own eyes today, the K2, the Himalayas, the Everest, the peaks of which reach the sky, they were created for a purpose. Open the book of Allah. The Quran says, وَأَلْكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. They were created to stabilize the earth. They were created so that the earth does not shake due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that these great mountains will stand with pride today. When these great mountains hear the sound of the horn, knowing that the time to end has come, these great mountains will become confused. They will become agitated. They will forget their purpose in creation. The Quran says, these very same mountains, you will see them, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدًا وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. You will see them fly by you like clouds. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوسِ. You will see these great mountains fly like carded wool, knowing that the time to end has come. These great mountains will be great no more. The Quran says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. These great mountains will turn to rubble and dust and will become a million pieces and more. The sound of the horn is so terrifying that when the earth hears the sound of the horn, the earth will begin to tremble and shake. The Quran says, سَمْتِنْ فَرَى إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The hadith of Abu Huraira says, وَتَرْتَدُّ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا رَجَّةٌ فَتَكُونُ كَالسَّفِينَةِ فِي الْبَحْرِ تَغْرِبُهَا الْأَمْوَاجُ تَكْفُؤُ بِأَهْلِهَا كَالْقِنْدِيلِ الْمُعَلَّقِ بِالْأَرْشِ تَرَجُّ الْأَرْوَاحُ. Picture in your mind's eye a vessel, a ship in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in total darkness, caught in a hurricane, caught in a severe hurricane. It is battered by waves but from all directions. This vessel, this ship is thrown from one place to another. My brothers, the earth on that day will be like this vessel, and those on the surface of the earth will be like those aboard this vessel. That day is so severe that the Quran is saying to you and I, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُونَ وِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. Youngsters like yourself who sit before me today, strong as oxen, youngsters like yourself, when they hear the sound of the horn that day, they will no longer be strong. Youngsters like yourself will become weak on the spot. Their bones will begin to crackle on the spot. Their black hair will turn white on the spot. And in reality, they will be only 15 years old. They will only be 20 years old. They will only be 25 years old. But the sound of the horn is so terrifying that this will, the horn will do to them. The Quran saying that that day is so severe. Open the book of Allah and you will find the Quran saying, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أرضعت وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. It is a fact that the most precious thing to parents are children. Parents love their children. Parents never get heedless from their children. Parents sacrifice their wealth for their children. Parents sacrifice their life for the security of their children. The Quran is saying, on that day, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ. You will see on that day that every nursing mother will forget her nursing. Mother will no longer remember she's a mother. She will no longer remember she has a child. She will no longer remember that she has a 6-month-old baby girl to nurse. She will no longer remember that she has a 1-year-old child to nurse. On that day, every mother will be concerned about herself. She will no longer remember that she has a child. The Quran says, وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. and you will see that every pregnant woman will be relieved of her load. She will drop her load. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see mankind as in a drunken state. We know when one is drunk, he is in his own world. He does not know what is happening around him. He is only concerned about alcohol and wine. On that day, you will see mankind as in a drunken state. Mankind will not know what is happening around him. Mankind will be in a state of shock. Mankind will be panicking. Mankind will be only concerned about themselves. The Quran is saying, oh Muslims, do not think that on that day they will be like this, because in reality they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. In reality they will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be severe on that day. The hadith of Abu Huraira states, وَتَطَايُرُ الشَّيَاطِينُ حَارِبَةً إِلَى أَفْكَارِ الْأَرْضِ فَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ فَتَضْرِبُ بِهَا وُجُوهَهُمْ. The shayateen will begin to flee. The day the devil disobeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and didn't prostrate in front of us with Adam alayhi salam, he said, Ya Allah, Rabbi فَانْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, excuse me till the day of judgment. Oh Allah, excuse me till the day of resurrection. When the shaitan, he is the sound of the hole, he will begin to tremble and shake, knowing that the time to end has come. He and his army will begin to flee to the corners of the world, looking for a place to hide, looking for a refuge. The Quran says, مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. On that day, there will be no place to hide. On that day, there will be no refuge. The angels will chase the shayateen. They will grab them, they will beat them, and the angels will bring the shayateen back. The hadith of Abu Hurairah states, فَبَيْنَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكِ اسْتَصَدَّعَتِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ قَطَرٍ إِلَى قَطَرٍ فَرَأَوْا أَمْرًا عَظِيمًا لَمْ يَرَوْا مِثْلَهُ وَأَخَذَهُمْ لِذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ وَالْحَوْلِ مَا اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Well, this is the situation of mankind. The earth will begin to give way. The earth will crack piece by piece. فَرَأَوْا أَمْرًا عَظِيمًا لَمْ يَرَوْا مِثْلَهُ. And they will see something, and they will experience something which they have never seen and experienced before. وَأَخَذَهُمْ لِذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ وَالْحَوْلِ مَا اللَّهُ بِعَلِيمٍ. And they will experience such difficulty, such pain, the words cannot describe it, the limits of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. They will look towards the heaven. فَإِذَنْ هِيَ كَالْمُهْلِ ثُمَّ انْشَقَّ. The heaven will be like the boiling filth of oil. And the heaven will crack piece by piece. How truthful the Quran is. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْكَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. The heavens will be cracked asunder. The sky will break into pieces and fall down. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْكَثَرَتْ. The stars were created, zinatan lissamai dunya, to beautify the sky. The Quran says, وَبِالنَّجْمِهُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ. And to guide the traveler on his journey. But on that day, the stars will no longer beautify the sky. The stars will lose their light and fall from their stable positions, crashing to the ground, and there will be darkness everywhere. The seas will burst forth, and nothing will remain. The hadith of Abu Hurairah states, the angel of death will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Rabbi, mata ahlu samawati wal ardi illa man shi'ta. Oh Allah, all those within the heavens and the earth have come to an end, except for those who you wish to remain alive. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ فَمَنْ بَقِيَ. Though the Almighty will know who remains, He is the knower of all things. Allah will ask the angel of death, tell me who remains. And the angel will reply, بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيَتْ حَمَلَةُ أَرْشِكُ وَبَقِيَ جِبْرَائِيلُ وَمِيكَائِيلُ وَبَقِيْتُ أَنَا. Oh Allah, you remain the one that does not die, the supreme being. Oh Allah, the angels carrying your arsh remain, carrying your throne remain. Jibra'il remains, Mika'il remains, and oh Allah, I remain. Allah will say, let death come to Jibra'il, let death come to Mika'il, let death come to the angels carrying my arsh, and they will also perish, they will also die. Yet again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ بَقِيَ فَمَنْ بَقِيَ, will ask the angel of death who remains. And the angel of death will reply, يَا رَبِّي بَقِيْتَ أَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الَّذِي لَا تَمُوتُ وَبَقِيْتُ أَنَا. Oh Allah, you remain the one, the being that does not die, and Allah, I remain. And Allah will say, أَنْتَ خَلْقٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِي خَلَقْتُكَ لِمَا رَأَيْتُ فَمُتْ فَيَمُوتُ. That you are from amongst my creation. I created you for a purpose and you have served your purpose. Now you also die and the angel of death will be no more. Only Allah will remain. Only Allah will remain. And our truth from the Quran is, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. هو الأول, he is the first, nothing is before him. والآخر, he is the last, nothing is after him. والظاهر, he is the most high, nothing is above him. والباطن, he is the most near, nothing is more near than him. And he is the knower of all things. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain, and everything will come to an end. When only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will roll the heavens like a scroll rolled up for books. The Quran says, وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, the whole earth will be grasped by his hand. And the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. And Allah will raise his voice. Ki anal jabbar, anal jabbar, anal jabbar, that I am the Almighty. I am the Jabbar. I am the Omnipotent. Limanil mulku al-yawm, for whom is the divine rule today? For whom is the kingdom today? Who is the king of all kings today? For whom is the power and rule and might today? أين المتجبرون؟ أين المتكبرون؟ Where are your dictators? Where are your oppressors? Where are your superpowers? There will be no answer. The Almighty Himself will answer. لله الواحد القهار. Today, the rule is for Allah. The power is for Allah. The might is for Allah. The King of all kings is Allah. The divine rule is for Allah. The one, the only, the irresistible. The Quran says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. The heaven and the earth will be changed. The surface of the earth will be flattened and stretched like rubber. فَيَزَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفَّفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا إِوَجٌ وَلَا أَمْتًا. You will see no mountains, no nothing. You will see a smooth level plain, in which you will see nothing crooked and nothing curved. The hadith of Abu Huraira states, ثُمَّ يَنْزِلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَرْشِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send water from beneath the arsh. ثُمَّ يَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تُمْتِرْ فَتُمْتِرْ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا حَتَّى يَكُونَ الْمَاءُ فَوْقَهُمْ إِثْنِ عَشْرَ ذِرَاعًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the heavens to pour rain, and the heaven will pour rain, and it will rain continuously for 40 days till the water will reach 12 cubits. ثُمَّ يَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ الْأَجْسَادَ أَنْ تَنْبُتْ فَتَنْبُتُ كَنَبَاتِ الْبَقَلِ حَتَّى إِذَا تَكَامَلَتْ أَجْسَادُهُمْ فَكَانَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the bodies to grow. And the bodies will grow just like vegetables grow. When the bodies are complete, exactly like they were before when you were in dunya, Allah will say, Jibra'il, Mika'il, become alive. And Jibra'il and Mika'il will become alive. ثُمَّ يَدْءُ اللَّهَ بِالْأَرْوَاحِ فَيُؤْتَ بِهَا تَتَوَحَّجْ أَرْوَاحُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ نُورًا وَالْأُخْرَ ظُلْمًا. Allah will ask for all the souls. The believer's souls will be glowing white, while the non-believer's souls will be dark and murky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all the souls and place them inside the soul, the hole, and order Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam to blow inside the horn for a second time. As Israfil alayhi salam will blow in the horn for the second time, the hadith states, فَتَخْرُجُ الْأَرْوَاحِ كَأَنَّهَا النِّعْلِ قَدْ مَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That the souls will come out and fill the heaven and the earth like a swarm of bees. And Allah will say, وَإِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَيَرْضِعَنَّ كُلُّ رُوحٍ عَلَى جَسَدِهِ. That every soul return to its body, every soul will return to its body, and everybody will be raised. The Quran says, وَنُفِغَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ كَيَامٍ يَنْظُرُونَ. When it is blown inside the horn for the second time, they will all be standing and they will be looking up. Everybody will be raised. Whether one lies dead in the depths of some ocean, or the peak of some mountain, or in the darkness of some jungle, or in the stomach of some animal, each and every person will be raised. And the first to be raised will be our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, كان أول من تنشق عنه الأرض فأجلس جالسا في قبري فيفتح لي باب إلى السماء بحيال رأسي حتى أنظر إلى الأرش. But I will be the first to be raised. Sitting in my grave, a door will open towards the heaven and I will be able to see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my grave. ثم يفتح لي باب من تحتي حتى أنظر إلى الأرض السابعة. Then a door will open beneath me and I will be able to see the seventh earth. ثم يفتح لي باب عن يميني حتى أنظر إلى الجنة ومنازل أصحابي. Then a door will open to the right of me and I will be able to see جنة. وإن الأرض تحركت تحتي. Then the earth will begin to shake beneath me and I will ask, ما بالك أيتها الأرض؟ Or earth, what is the matter? The earth will reply, إن ربي أمرني أن ألقى ما في جوفي. That Allah has ordered me to take out that which is within me, to throw out that which is within me. This I will come out of my grave. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be first to be raised. The kuffar will be confused. The kuffar will not know what is happening around them. The kuffar will not be able to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has raised them. The Almighty has put them back together exactly like they were in dunya. The kuffar will begin to say, the Quran says, Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Who has raised us from our place of sleep? Who has raised us from our graves? The angels will reply on that day, كِهَذَا مَا وَأَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَكَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised will happen. And the messenger spoke the truth. You were told to believe. You were told to believe in Allah. You were told to believe in His messengers. You were told to believe in faith. You were told to believe in good. You were told to believe in His messengers. You were told to refrain from sin. You were told to refrain from evil. But you didn't believe that you were going to die. You didn't believe that you were going to be raised. You didn't believe that you were going to meet your Creator. Today, you will pay the price of disobedience. Today, you will pay the price of sin. Everybody will be raised. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, كل عبد يبعث على ما مات عليه. Everybody will be raised the way he died. كل عبد يبعث على ما مات عليه. Those that died drinking wine, they will be raised in such a state that they will have glasses of wine in their hand. Today, the TV has become a must. The Muslims all over the world have begun to accept the filth of the box. The mother says, the children cannot do without it. It is not the children that cannot do without it. It is you and I that cannot do without it. Remember, those that died watching the filth of the box will be raised in such a state. Committing adultery and listening music full blast, my brothers, is no longer considered haram by the Muslims. Remember, those that died in this state will be raised in this state. Going to rave and discourse has become a pastime for the Muslim youth. Remember, those that died in this state will be raised in this state. Certain people, due to the severity of the sins that they committed in this world, will be raised in such a way that they will be distinguished, they will stand out from the rest of the creation. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, فَمِنْهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْقِرَضَةِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْخَنَازِيرِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مُنَكِّسِينَ أَرْجُلَهُمْ أَعْلَاهُمْ وَوَجُوهَهُمْ يُسْأَبُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَبَعْضُهُمْ عَمَى يَتَرَضُّونَ وَبَعْضُهُمْ صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمِنْهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْقِرَضَةِ. Those that had a habit of backbiting, their faces will be changed into that of monkeys and they will be raised as monkeys. وَمِنْهُمْ عَلَى صُورَةِ الْخَنَازِيرِ. Those that had a habit of committing haram will be raised in such a way that their faces will be changed into pigs and they will be raised as pigs. وَبَعْضُهُمْ مُنَكَّثِينَ أَرْجُلَهُمْ أَعْلَاهُمْ وَوَجُوهَهُمْ يُصْأَبُونَ عَلَيْهَا. Listen very carefully. The Muslims are committing this sin today. Those that took interest, those that gave interest, those that ate interest will be raised in such a way that they will be made to walk on their faces and their feet will be in the air. وَبَعْضُهُمْ مُنَكَّسِينَ أَرْجُلَهُمْ أَعْلَاهُمْ وَوَجُوهَهُمْ يُصْأَبُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَبَعْضُهُمْ عَمَا يَتَرَدُّونَ. Those that are pressed, another guy, whether it was a Muslim or a non-Muslim, he will be raised blind. وَبَعْضُهُمْ ثُمَّ بُكْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those that were proud over their deeds will be raised in such a way that they will be deaf and dumb. Those that put their neighbors into difficulty will be raised on that day in such a state that they will have no arms. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, you will be all raised, and you will be raised the way you died. And these certain people, due to the sins that they committed in this world, will be raised in such a way that on the plane of resurrection, they will be distinguished from the rest of mankind. Everybody will be made to assemble. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, أَجْوَ مَا كَانُوا كَتُوا أَجْمَ مَا كَانُوا كَتُوا أَنْتَمْ مَا كَانُوا كَتُوا. You will be all hungry like never before, except for him who gave food for the sake of Allah. You will be all tired like never before, except for him who gave water for the sake of Allah. You will be all tired like never before, except for him who helped one in need for the sake of Allah. You will be thirsty like never before, except for him who gave water for the sake of Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, Yub'athan naso hufatan uratan ghurla. You will be all raised, you will be all naked, you will be all uncircumcised, you will be all barefooted, just like the day your mother gave you birth. This is how you will be raised. And nobody will look at the privates of one another. Nobody will look at the satr of one another. As the Quran says, لِكُلِّ مْرِعٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنٍ يُغْنِي. As on that day, each and every one of you will be concerned about yourself. You will have no time for this. That day is so severe. The Hazrat Qab says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَوَّافَيْتَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِرِسْرِ عَمَلِ سَبْئِينَ نَبِيًّا لَأَتَتْ عَلَيْكَ تَارَاتٍ وَلَا يُهِمُّكَ إِلَّا نَفْسُكَ. I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, if you come on that day with good deeds equivalent not to 5 prophets, not to 10 prophets, not to 20 prophets, if you come on that day with good deeds equivalent to the good deeds of 70 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even then with good deeds equivalent to the good deeds of 70 prophets, times will come in which you will be only concerned about yourself. My brothers, today we are living a life of disobedience. We are neglecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have begun to worship money. We have begun to worship materialism. We work during the day. We work during the night. We work during the weekend. And when we are told, come to the masjid, offer your prayers, we offer the petty excuse that we have to work. We have to provide for our children. Today we are being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and neglecting His command for the sake of our children. Open the Quran. Look what the book of Allah is saying to you and I. The Quran is saying, لَا يَدْزِي وَالِدٌ أَنْ وَلَدِي وَلَا مَوْلُودٍ هُوَ جَازٍ أَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. Work as much as you please. On that day, your child will not be able to help you. Your child will not benefit you. And on that day, you will not be able to help your child. You will not be able to benefit your child. Never mind, help your child. My brothers, the Quran is clearly saying, يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. You yourself will run away from your son. You will run away from your brother. You will run away from your sister. You will run away from your auntie. You will run away from your uncle. You will run away from your mother and father. You will run away from your wife. You will run away from your own flesh and blood, fearing on that day that your son may ask for his rights, your mother may ask for their rights, your relatives may ask for their rights, fearing that your son may ask for one good deed, you will run away from your son. How truthful the Quran is. فَلَا أَنْتَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. On that day, there will be no relationship between one another, and nor will they ask of one another. There will be no relationship between brother and brother, no relationship between sister and sister, no relationship between daughter and mother, no relationship between son and father. And nor will they ask of one another. Never mind, ask of one another. The Quran has made it crystal clear. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى وَجَمَعَ فَأَوْعَى. On that day, the guilty will say, oh Allah, take my children in ransom. Oh Allah, save me from this punishment. Oh Allah, save me from this torture. Oh Allah, save me from this torment and take my children in ransom. Oh Allah, take my family in ransom. Oh Allah, take my mother and father in ransom. Oh Allah, save me from this punishment. Take all those on the surface of the earth in ransom. My brothers, the Quran has made it crystal clear. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبٌ وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ. If he came on that day with an earth full of gold and he presented an earth full of gold to the Almighty and said, "Oh Allah, take this earth full of gold and let me go free," on that day, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْ أَحْدِهِمْ مِنُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبٌ وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ. It will not be accepted from him. An earth full of gold will not be accepted from him. Why? The Quran says, كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. On that day, you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will meet your creator. You will meet the Lord of the heavens and the earth. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. And whatever you did on dunya, whether it was good deeds or whether it was bad deeds, Allah will bring those deeds and you will answer to the creator and you will pay the price of sin. We were all warned day in, day out. We were told to refrain from evil. We were told to refrain from sin. We were told to believe in Allah. We were told to do good deeds. The Quran was crystal clear. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crystal clear. Islam was crystal clear. It was an easy madhab. Allah gave it to you. But you didn't believe that you were going to die. You didn't believe that you were going to meet the creator. You didn't believe that you were going to stand in front of him and all your deeds were going to be accounted for. Thus you led a life of sin. Thus you lived a life of sin. On that day the Quran says, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. You will go to Allah and Allah will inform you of everything that you have sent forward, whether it was good deed or bad deed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ أَرْضٍ بَيْدَىٰ أَفْرَىٰ. You will all be made to assemble on a flat white plain and you will be all standing so close together that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَإِنَّ الْأَقْدَامَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِثْلُ النَّبْلِ فِي الْقَرْضِ وَالسَّعِيدِ الَّذِي يَجِدُ لِقَدَمَيْهِ مَوْضِعًا يَدُهُمَا. You will be all so close together that you'll be like arrows in a pouch, all crammed together, all on top of one another. Unfortunate will be that person who can find a place for his feet on the day of judgment. My brothers, the sun is million miles away. When it is 20 degrees, we begin to take our clothes off. We cannot bear the heat of the sun. My brothers, on that day, the sun will not be a million miles away. The sun will be above your head. And the hadith states, وَيُزَادُ فِي هَرِّهَا تِسْأَةٌ وَتِسْئِينَ دِيْفَا. The sun above your head and the heat of the sun will be increased 99 more times. It will be 99 times more hotter than it is today. Some Salaf said, if the sun was to rise just for one day, like it will be on the day of judgment, لَأَحْرَكَتِ الْأَرْضِ وَزَابَتِ الصَّخْرِ وَجُفَّتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Then the earth would burn, the seas would dry out and the stones would melt. The sun on that day will be above your head, not a million miles away, and the heat of the sun will be 99 times more hotter than it is today. And you will sweat and you will keep on sweating. People will drown in sweat. The more sins that you committed in this world, the more sweat you will be in the day of judgment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, there will be those in sweat up to their ankles, there will be those in sweat up to their knees, there will be those in sweat up to their waist, there will be those in sweat up to their neck. My brothers, each and every person will be in sweat according to the sins he committed. This is not over. It has just begun, the day of judgment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَتُفْتَهُ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَتُحُبُّ عَلَيْهِمْ رِيَاحُهَا وَسَمُومُهَا. On top of this, the doors of hell will be open and hot air will blow in their faces. On the plain of resurrection, the smell will be worse than rotten corpses. You will not be able to bear this. You will not be able to bear this torture. People will begin to cry. People will begin to shout. People will begin to scream. But on that day, nobody will listen to your screaming. Nobody will listen to your shouting. Nobody will listen to your crying. My brothers, people will not be able to bear it. People will begin to say, يا ربي إرسالك بي إلى النار أهون علي مما أجد. Oh Allah, we cannot bear this. Oh Allah, send us to the fire of hell. Oh Allah, the punishment of hell is the punishment of hell is lighter than the punishment of the day of judgment. For my brothers, what would they know what the punishment of hell is? The punishment of hell is a million times more severe than the punishment of the day of judgment, because mankind on that day will not be able to bear the torment, will not be able to bear the punishment of the day of judgment. People will begin to say, oh Allah, send me to the fire of hell. People will say, oh Allah, send me to the fire of hell. We cannot bear it. Well, this is the situation of the whole mankind. What will you see in the plane of resurrection? Listen very carefully to this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, سَبْعَةٌ يَظِلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Imam Adil, and the one that concerns us today, وَشَابٌ مَشَى فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Well, this is a situation of the whole of mankind on the plane of resurrection. Certain groups of people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
the day that is no shade, the less shade. Seven types of people have been mentioned in this hadith, which is in Sahih Bukhari. And the one that concerns us today, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي إِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, Muslim youth who spent his days of youth serving the Almighty, serving Allah in his days of youth, not when he's 63. The mentality of the Muslims today is, I will retire at the age of 60, but if we know when we're going to die, I will go for Hajj, and I will ask the Almighty to forgive me, and I'll become straight. It is like that we've got a guarantee from Allah that we're going to live till the age of 60, and then we're going to go for Hajj. This is the mentality of the Muslim today. The youth that has been mentioned in this hadith is that Muslim youth who spends his days of youth. As soon as he becomes baligh, has reached the age of puberty, from that day onward, he begins to spend his days worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to the Creator. No raving, disowning, committing adultery. Those will be with the others. There are Muslim youth who spend his days beautifying his life with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is beautifying his life with the teachings of the Quran, the teachings of Islam. He loves his parents, he respects his parents. He loves the Quran, he respects the Quran. He tries his utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran into his life. And if somehow or another he forgets and he commits a sin, he turns to Allah because he knows the Almighty is waiting to forgive him. This Muslim youth, why the whole of mankind is suffering, will be sitting like a king under the shade of the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day there is no shade besides his shade. And may dua that Allah makes you and I from amongst this category. Well, this is the situation of the whole of mankind. Every living being will be made to assemble on a flat white plane. It will be the greatest congregation ever seen. The whole of mankind, from the beginning of time till the end of time. All the men, all the women, all the jinn, the shayateen, the birds, the beasts, the whole creation of Allah from the beginning of time till the end of time will be on one flat plane. And they will be made to assemble to take their trial in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody will be intermingled on this plane. Man standing next to beast, beast standing next to jinn, jinn next to bird, bird standing next to shaitan. Thirst will fry them, bellies will be burnt with hunger, the sun above the head, the doors of hell open, hot air blowing in their faces, the smell worse than a rotten corpses. My brothers, people will sweat and the perspiration will flow like torrents, and they will cry and they will keep on crying, that on that day Allah will not look at them, Allah will not listen to their shouting, Allah will not listen to their screaming. Their tears will flow from their eyes like water in a drain pipe when there are no tears left in the eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has said, blood will flow from the very same eyes, and blood will keep on flowing from these eyes, and you will remain in this period for a period equivalent to 70 years. Allah will not look at you, Allah will not judge you, and you will suffer and you will cry. When this period of time is over, you will say, let us go in search for somebody to intercede. You will come to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and you will say, Ya Adam, anta abul batar, khalakaka Allah biyadih wa nafakha fika min ruhi wa amara al malaikata layasjudu lak fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. Ya Adam, O Adam, anta abul batar, you are the father of creation. Khalakaka Allah biyadih, Allah created you with his very own hands. Wa nafakha fika min ruhi, and Allah blew inside you his spirit. Wa amara al malaikata layasjudu lak, and Allah gave you such an honor that he ordered the angels to bow down before you, he ordered the angels to prostrate before you. Fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. O Adam, you not see the pain we are in? Do you not see the difficulty we are in? Do you not see that we are suffering? O Adam, we beg of you, go to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and judge us. My brothers, on that day, Safiullah, the friend
end of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will say to you, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam will say to you, inna rabbi kad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithlahu. Today the Almighty is angry. Allah has never been angry like this before, and Allah will never be angry like this again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me not to go near a certain tree, so I said, I disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafsi, 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 izhabu ila ghayri, izhabu ila nu. Today I, Adam, do not know what is going to become of me. I do not know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me Jannah, or whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to throw me into the fire of hell. I do not know what is going to become of me. I cannot go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is angry like never before. Go to somebody else. Go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Mankind will go to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and they will say, Ya Nuh, antal mursal ila ahli al-ard, wa sammaka Allahu abdan shakura, fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. O Nuh, Allah honored you by making you the first prophet to the people of dunya. Intercede for us. And Allah honored you by calling you a grateful slave. O Nuh alayhi salam, intercede for us. Do you not see that we are suffering? Do you not see that we are in difficulty? As a Nuh alayhi salam, like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will reply on that day, inna rabbi kad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithlahu. That Allah is angry today. Allah has never been angry like this before. Allah will never be angry like this again. I know, do not know what is going to become of me. I cursed my ummah. I prayed against my ummah. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Today Nuh does not know what is going to become of him. Go to somebody else. Go to the friend of Allah. To go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You will come to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and you will say, anta nabiyullah wa khaliluhu min ahli al-ard, fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. O Ibrahim, you are the friend of Allah. Allah honored you by ordering you to make his house on dunya. Such is your status that you offered your child in sacrifice and you made the house of Allah. You are the friend of Allah. You are close to Allah. You are loved by Allah. Go to Allah and ask Allah to judge us. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam on that day will yet again reply like those before him, inna rabbi kad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithlahu. Ibrahim cannot go to the Almighty today. Ibrahim was a friend of Allah. Yes, but today Ibrahim cannot go to him because the Almighty is angry like never before. Izhabu ila ghayri, go to somebody else. Go to Musa. He was the Kaleem of Allah. Allah conversed with him. You will go to Musa alayhi salam and you will say, anta rasulullah istafaka bi risalatihi wa bi taklimihi ala al-nas, fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. O Musa, you are the messenger of Allah. Allah honored you by calling you to Mount Tur and Allah spoke with you. Such is your status in the eyes of Allah. Go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intercede for us. As Musa alayhi salam will reply, inna rabbi kad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithlahu. As Musa alayhi salam, like those before him, will refuse to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salam will be concerned only about himself. As Musa alayhi salam will say, go to Isa. He was the word of Allah. He was kalimatullah. And mankind will go to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and they will say, anta rasulullah wa kalimatuhu alqaha ila maryama wa ruhun min wa sallamta an-nasa wa sallamta an-nasa fil mahdi. O Isa, you are the word of Allah. You are the word of Allah conveyed to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. And such is your honor that you spoke while you were a child in the cradle. This is how close you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Allah and we beg you, ask Allah to come and judge us. We are suffering, we are in difficulty. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, just like the prophets before him, will reply, inna rabbi kad ghadiba al-yawma ghadban lam yaghdab qablahu mithlahu wa lan yaghdaba ba'dahu mithlahu. That Isa cannot go to Allah. As Isa, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. That Isa does not know what is going to become of him. Isa does not know whether Allah will put him in Jannah or whether Allah gives him Jahannam. Go to somebody else. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the mahbub of Allah. He was the beloved of Allah. As mankind will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam on the plane of resurrection. Listen to this very carefully. When each and every prophet has turned down mankind, and mankind comes to the Nabi of Allah and says, Ya Rasulullah, anta Rasulullah wa khatumun nabiyyin, ghafar Allah laka ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhar, fashfa lana ila rabbik, ala tara ma nahnu fi, ala tara ma kad balagna. Wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the beloved of Allah, you are the messenger of Allah, and Allah honored you by making you the scene of prophethood. He made Adam the first of all prophets, and he honored you by making you the last of all prophets. Ghafar Allah laka ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhar. There is no sin to your name. Allah has forgiven all your sins. This is your status in the eyes of Allah. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we beg you to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge us. When each and every prophet has sent you back, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will bow down. The hadith states, فَأَخِرُّ سَاجِدًا فَلَا أَزَالُ سَاجِدًا حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ مَلَكًا فَيَأْخُذَ بِعَدَدِي فيرفعني. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will bow down and I will fall into sajda and I will remain into sajda حتى يبعث الله إلي ملكا, till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel. I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. Allah himself will inspire me, Allah himself will reveal the words to me, and I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah will send an angel, and this angel will help me to stand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the knower of all things, though he will know it is I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, who is it? Is it Muhammad? And I will reply, Wallah, yes, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.